you count to three?
One, two, three. Kick.
Now, back to more Cindy and Ray.
Cindy and Ray for your ride home. Star 94.
Star 94, it's Cindy and Ray. We have a little visit from the head writer of Atlanta Magazine, Chandra Thomas.
Wow.
Thanks for coming by.
I just got a promotion. Thank you.
No, I talked to Sean, okay, and I said, and Rebecca Burns, your editor, and I said, this girl's working hard.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. And they said, go ahead and give her a promotion. So congratulations. You're the
head
writer now.
Thank you. I want to see my check now.
Okay.
That's the important part.
Reflecting the promotion.
All you have to do is you have to wash Rebecca's car once a week.
Okay. Well, she's always complaining about her car, so maybe I should.
I'm kidding. So how you doing?
I'm great.
I know your new issue's out, the Atlanta Best of 2007, and you can find out the best of just anything that's going on in Atlanta
But surely you're not here because there's anything best about being on our show.
Of course. Star 94, of course, won the great distinction of Best Afternoon Drive.
Wow.
So that's great.
We are humbled.
So I wonder why we were invited. No, just kidding.
So how many times a week do we have to wash Sean's car for this award?
Let's see. Maybe twice a week, you know. Maybe in the spring, you know, when the pollen comes, you know, you have to step it up a little bit.
We're being silly, and we actually do appreciate that. But, you know, it's such a great issue. Every year we read it, but we've never known how you guys sort of figure out how all of the best things are. Like, how do you find them? How do you decide what are the, you know, because there's restaurants, there's
kids,
you know,
things to do,
everything
live music clubs, whatever.
Yeah, well, not to have shameless self-promotion that we all love, but one thing that I think is really important, you know, especially with the incarnation of so many publications in our Atlanta area, Atlanta Magazine, for one, a lot of people go, is that magazine? I'm like, no, this is the one that's over 40 years old. So that's the first.
This is the one that sets the benchmark for every other magazine.
Not the one that started two months ago or three months ago. Keep that in mind. Also, we actually have the distinction of starting the whole concept of Best of Atlanta. A lot of publications who've been around also have picked that up, but we've been doing this for 27 years, and we actually coined the phrase Best of Atlanta. And of course, many people, you know, but they say, what is it? Imitation is the best form of
sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of that. And another thing that sets us apart is that we take this very seriously at Atlanta Magazine. Every year, like throughout the year, we are spending time keeping our eye out for, you know, movers and shakers in the community. What are some cool things that are happening, and also cool events? Because we take a lot of pride also, a lot of people don't know, is we do not take freebies when we do this. We actually have to go undercover, sort of like the I-Team or something. and we have to just say, hey, I'm just a regular person, and I'm just coming here to enjoy your service. And, you know, we do that to ensure that no one's going, this is going to be an Atlanta Magazine. I need to give them, like, an extra little, you know, an extra 30 minutes on the massage or give you some extra, you know, treatment at a restaurant and that type of thing. So I think that makes a lot of difference. So I think as your listeners will find that they can trust that we put some time into this.
Right.
What we're going to do here in a minute, just because you're here, is we're going to give you your own personalized traffic report. That's how we're going to treat you. And we're going to give you your own personalized
traffic. Yeah, I wish I had known that as I was driving in and hit a lot of traffic.
But Best of 2007 Atlanta Magazine issue is on the stands now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should pick one up, especially if you're fairly new to town, if you ask me, because that will hip you to so many things. And if you've been in town a while, what happens is you get kind of into a rut and you kind of do the same things and go the same places. And this will broaden your horizons. Pick up Atlanta Magazine.
And also keep in mind, we have a Waffle House theme this year, and we have a great story behind the Waffle House. And if you want to give for the holidays, we have a great feature about how to give. A lot of time at this time of year, people want to give to organizations. We have broken it down and explained to you what you need to look for. And if you want to be a giving person this time of year, pick up Atlanta Magazine and find out.
And it's on newsstands now, right?
It's on newsstands right now.
Perfect.
As anyone who ever receives an award, and we're humbled, but we're very appreciative because we never win anything.
No.
We just never do, but it's very nice. So,
well,
Cindy, I'd like you to say a few words to thank everybody if you want to do your acceptance speech right now.
I'd like to thank Ray, my co-host and partner in crime, and, of course, Wendy, my Cinnamon Toast.
The music's starting.
And Spoon, our producer, who makes everything possible. And, I, you know, God, because he makes everything possible, even you guys.
Okay.
And my dog, Winchester, the wiener dog. And Lily, my daughter, because she's just great.
Really, we have to. That'll be enough. And
the music needs to start like they do on the award show.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to make that happen.
And then after you thank God, make sure you get arrested afterwards like a lot of people.
I've already done that, so.
We're all going to the after party. The big after party after the award show. This is the award show. Again, Chandra Thomas from Atlanta Magazine.
Thank
we appreciate you coming over here in the rush hour traffic just to tell us we won this award. We're very happy. And really, it's the listeners, because every time a listener calls the show, you make the show better. Every time you come to one of our Cindy and Ray events or a Star 94 event, you make the event better and you make it successful when you support Star 94. So all I can say
is... And tell your listeners to write in and tell us thank you, you know, why they love you.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. They can thank you with their money to buy the magazine.
It's $5, so...
There you go. There you go. Well, Chandra, thank you so much.
Thanks.
We appreciate that. All right. Yep, we are very appreciative. It's Cindy and Ray, Star 94.